Let's have a look at my favourite scene from Avengers Endgame. Here we have Captain America. He's ducking out to grab lunch. Oh no. He's like, "Oi, can you get out of my way? A super fan has discovered where he works, a cosplayer." Of course, the cosplayer is intensely in character. Steve-O puts his briefcase down. It has important paperwork in it, like the Avengers tax returns and whatnot. He says, "I want to go get a bento box." The cosplayer yells, "Let's have a fight!" There's a big clash of the shields, a spinning kick, and Steve-O gets hammered in the guts. The super fan is like, "You're a disappointment. Oh, piss off, mate. Just piss off. Cap is not in the mood." Whoosh, clang, bye-bye defense. The arms have to do all the blocky blocks. There's a tinge of American high school wrestling there. Grappling, kickboxing knees, smash, and briefcase down. Oh, that's right. It has Loki's scepter in it, not Nick Fury's tax deductions. Look, it's easy to forget details when you saw a movie at the cinema a few months ago, which is why it's necessary to buy a digital copy. Oh, this ad is slick as shit. Meanwhile, trip, flip, smash, smash, roly-polies, concussions for ordinary people all over the shop. What's that? It's a Peggy Carter compass, and the last prop the cosplayer needs to complete his costume. Steve has jelly legs. Superfan says, "I'll buy this for 10 bucks. "No way, Jose, it's not for sale. It's a personal possession. Crikey, Captain America is getting choked out. This guy really wants to replace him in the next movie. Give me the compass. Nah, give me the compass. Okay, fine. Really? For real? That's very kind of you. Cheers. Yeah, nah, cheers." And bam! It's a trick. He grabs the scepter. 3, 2, 1. Good night. Gee whiz. The dangers of celebrity.